USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden announced Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, that he and Democrats plan to do away with the filibuster rule in the Senate, we're reminded of the same Democrat leaders from back in the day. Senator Chuck Schumer.
They want to make this country into a banana republic, where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
Senator Cory Booker.
The legislative filibuster should stay there, and I will personally resist efforts to get rid of it.
Senator Joe Biden.
It raises problems that are more damaging than the problem that exists.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Inflation jumped 7% in December. The 30-year high was reported Wednesday by the Bureau of Labor, with no end in sight. Representatives from Russia and NATO are meeting in Brussels today for a high-stakes talks aimed at defusing growing tensions over Russia's military buildup near the Ukraine border. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
One of America's biggest banks is planning on cutting fees.
Bank of America is cutting overdraft fees. They'll drop from $35 to just $10 in May. The bank also plans to get rid of non-sufficient funds fees as soon as February. President of Retail Banking, Holly O'Neill, saying the bank hopes to empower clients to create long-term financial wellness with the latest steps. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, 5% of checking account holders get hit with overdraft fees more than 20 times a year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Los Angeles Police Department arrested a man in connection to the fatal shooting of a Taco Bell worker during a feud over a fake $20 bill over the weekend. The unidentified suspect is being held on $2 million bail. The victim, Alejandro Garcia, a 41-year-old father who was gunned down while working with his son at the fast food restaurant on Saturday night. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new law in New York City will allow illegal immigrants to vote. Not only is this a direct violation of the Constitution, this could be the ultimate foreign influence in our elections. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says we need to start defunding states that allow this unconstitutional law.
Election law belongs with the states. Legislatures should be the ones determining election law. We've established that with, you know, the fact that Nancy Pelosi tried to steal an election right in Iowa, right? We had a certified election and they tried to take that seat from Congressman Miller Meek. So I never thought I'd have to actually clarify that American citizens should have an easy way to vote and we should make it hard for them to cheat. But these progressive policies are wrong for our country. American citizens should be the ones who are deciding American policy and American policymakers to represent them, not people who are not citizens of this country.
The Republican representative has a plan.
Well, there are a couple of ways we can do it. Number one, it's protecting states' rights, as I mentioned. That purview of election law belongs with our states. But we can push back with funding also. You know, these liberal communities that decide to enact these laws that are wrong for the country, and frankly, I believe unconstitutional. If you look at the language in there, it says citizens are the ones who should be voting. We can push back by saying, hey, we don't want to give you federal funding. So I've signed on to legislation to do exactly that. We don't need other communities following New York City's lead on this very progressive and damaging policy.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to find out more, give us a visit at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.